The U.S. Department of Justice has corrected a mistake they made identifying a defendant that was arrested in a bust of a drug trafficking ring in Alaska. But it meant for one weekend, a Kenai Peninsula woman was worried her reputation was incorrectly tainted. KDLL's Ben Stanton has more.
You might remember a story about a month ago about 19 Alaskans that were arrested for drug trafficking and money laundering. It involved moving prescription painkillers from Las Vegas to Alaska for distribution. A list of Alaskan suspects was provided by attorneys in the case, and that list included the name Kathleen Haley of Sterling. The woman involved is actually Kathleen Rennie. But there is a woman in Sterling named Kathleen Haley. And after the news broke, she was quite surprised. So it was, too, for family and friends that saw her name in the news.
Their initial reaction, my brother almost dropped the phone. He was laughing so hard when I called to warn him that this was happening. I had a call from a friend that said, you know, I'm calling to see if you need bail money. She said, but, you know, what I'm really calling is, I know you won't even know this going on if I don't tell you.
Despite the lighthearted initial reaction, Haley says she was a little worried. Haley was previously Kathleen Rennie, that's Kathleen with a K, as opposed to the real defendant, Kathleen with a C, but it changed to Haley through marriage. She still receives mail occasionally with the name Kathleen Rennie. Haley heard the news about her supposed arrest on a Friday and attempted to contact authorities to offer a correction, but it was the following Monday before she was able to speak to the proper officials. That meant days of uncertainty and worry that people would mistakenly believe she was somehow involved. Now the U.S. attorney involved in the case asked that the name Kathleen Haley be stricken from the record. A magistrate signed an order to that effect last week. Haley says the lesson she learned was to stick with her principles and not to resort to blaming others for her situation.
People wanted me to accuse Kathleen Rennie. They wanted me to accuse the papers. They wanted me to accuse, you know, and I just knew that was the thing not to do. That is, that, you know, the mercy that you mete out is meant back to you.
Haley is a lifelong Alaska resident who's a former teacher. She currently helps operate the Great Alaska Adventure Lodge in Sterling. The other Kathleen, defendant Kathleen Rennie, if convicted of drug trafficking and money laundering, could face decades of prison time and over $1 million in fines. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.